This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Mass protests in the streets of Russia, and Russian police have arrested more than 2,000 people as supporters of the jailed Kremlin opposition leader Alexei Navalny demand his release from jail. This is the second weekend of protests in support of Navalny, who was arrested after returning to his home country after recovering from a poison attack. Navalny associates called again for nationwide demonstrations ahead of his trial, which will start on Tuesday. Defying arrests and criminal probes, the first protests took place in Siberia and Russia's Far East on Sunday. The United States and the European Union have strongly condemned Navalny's arrest and hundreds of arrests made last weekend and called for their immediate release. A World Health Organization-led team of experts investigating the origins of COVID-19 visited the wet market at the center of the pandemic on Sunday. The now-shuttered wholesale seafood center in the Chinese city of Wuhan is where the new coronavirus was initially detected. The team arrived at amid heavy security, with additional barricades set up outside a high blue fence surrounding the market and stayed about 1 hour on Sunday. The experts did not take questions from journalists. Since being released from a two-week quarantine on Thursday, the team has visited hospitals and markets, as well as an exhibition commemorating Wuhan's battle with the virus, which included a 76-day lockdown of the city of 11 million. The WHO said on Friday that team members would be limited to visits organized by their Chinese hosts. This is VOA News. An Israeli official said on Sunday the nation could begin overcoming the COVID-19 crisis after fully vaccinating a third of its population. Launching what has become the world's fastest vaccine rollout on December 19th, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said protecting Israel's most vulnerable residents as the benchmark for a possible reopening of the economy in February. But a projected mid-January turnaround in curbing the spread of the illness did not happen. Despite a third national lockdown, cases and deaths have surged among part of the population that has not been vaccinated. Officials blame this on the highly contagious foreign variants of the virus. Italian politician Matteo Renzi says he'd like to see former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi become prime minister. Reuters reports a party source spoke about Renzi, who triggered Italy's political crisis this month by pulling his Italia Viva party out of the ruling coalition. The former coalition allies are holding talks to try to overcome their differences and revive their government. The government formally collapsed last week when Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte resigned. Renzi has repeatedly criticized Conte's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and subsequent economic crisis. A party source confirmed a report in La Stampa newspaper that Italia Viva would like Draghi to become the next prime minister. The U.S. is backing off for now on a plan to offer COVID-19 vaccinations to the 40 prisoners held at the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Pentagon Chief Spokesman John Kirby says in a tweet that the Defense Department will be pausing the plan to give the vaccination to those held at Guantanamo while it reviews measures to protect troops who work there. Thousands of people from Hong Kong are fleeing their hometown since Beijing imposed a draconian national security law on the territory last summer. Many say China's encroachment on their way of life and civil liberties has become unbearable, and they want to seek a better future for their children abroad. An exodus has begun to Britain, with many taking advantage of a new immigration pathway that would allow up to 5 million eligible Hong Kongers to live, work, and eventually settle in the UK. Applications for the British National Overseas Visa officially open on Sunday, and Britain's government estimates that over 300,000 people will take up the offer. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.